Having set up a firm seat for himself in a clean place, neither too high nor too low, covered with cloth, a deer skin, and kusha grass, there making the mind one-pointed, the movements of thought and senses restrained, seated on that seat, he should practice yoga for the purification of the self. Holding the body, head, and neck steady and unmoving, firm, gazing fixedly at the tip of his own nose, not looking about in any direction. His self at peace, free of fear, established in the vow of a student of sacred knowledge, his mind restrained, his thought fixed on me, he should sit disciplined, intent on me. Thus constantly disciplining himself, the yogi of controlled mind attains the peace that culminates in extinction, the peace that abides in me. Yoga is not for the one who eats too much, nor for the one who does not eat at all, nor for the one given to too much sleep, nor for the one who stays awake too long, Arjuna. For the one moderate in food and recreation, moderate in action, moderate in sleep and waking, yoga becomes the destroyer of suffering. When the thoroughly disciplined mind rests in the self alone, free of longing for all desires, then he is said to be disciplined. As a lamp in a windless place does not flicker, that is the comparison remembered for the yogi of controlled thought, disciplining himself in yoga. When the mind, restrained by the practice of yoga, comes to rest, and when, seeing the self by the self, he finds contentment in the self. When he knows that infinite happiness which is grasped by the understanding and lies beyond the senses, and stationed in it does not waver from the truth, and having gained which he considers no other gain greater, and established in which he is not shaken even by heavy sorrow. Let him know this to be yoga, the severing of union with suffering. This yoga should be practiced with determination, with a mind free of despondency, abandoning without exception all desires born of intention, restraining the whole assembly of senses on every side by the mind alone. He should little by little come to rest with understanding held firm. Having fixed the mind in the self, he should not think of anything at all. Wherever the wavering, unsteady mind wanders off, from there he should restrain it and bring it back under the control of the self. For this yogi of peaceful mind, whose passion is stilled, who has become Brahman, free of stain, the highest happiness comes to him. Thus constantly disciplining himself, the yogi free of stain easily attains the boundless happiness of contact with Brahman. His self-disciplined by yoga, he sees the self abiding in all beings and all beings abiding in the self. He sees the same everywhere. Whoever sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, for him I am not lost, nor is he lost to me. Whoever established in oneness worships me abiding in all beings, that yogi dwells in me, however he may be living. The one who sees equality everywhere by comparison with himself, Arjuna, whether in pleasure or in pain, is held to be the highest yogi.
This yoga you have taught, Madhusudana, resting on equanimity, I do not see how it can be lasting because the mind is restless. For the mind is restless, Krishna, turbulent, powerful, obstinate. I consider its restraint as difficult to accomplish as restraining the wind.
Without doubt, mighty armed one, the mind is restless and hard to restrain, but by practice, kantaya, and by dispassion, it can be grasped. Yoga is hard to attain, I hold, for the one whose self is unrestrained, but by the one who strives, whose self is mastered, it can be attained through the right means.
The one who has faith but lacks effort, whose mind wanders away from yoga, who fails to reach perfection in yoga, what path does he take, Krishna? Fallen from both, does he not perish like a torn cloud without support, deluded on the path to Brahman, mighty armed one? You should dispel this doubt of mine completely, Krishna, for there is no one but you fit to dispel this doubt.
Partha, neither in this world nor in the next is there ruin for him, for no one who does good, dear one, ever comes to a bad end. Having attained the worlds of those who did righteous deeds, and having dwelt there for endless years, the one fallen from yoga is born in the house of the pure and prosperous. Or he is born into a family of yogis endowed with wisdom, but a birth such as this is very hard to obtain in this world. There he regains that connection of understanding developed in his former body, and from there he strives once more toward perfection, joy of the Kurush. By that very former practice, he is carried onward even against his will. Even one who merely seeks to know yoga goes beyond the word of the scriptures. But the yogi who strives with diligence, his faults purified away, made perfect through many births, then reaches the highest goal. The yogi is greater than the ascetics and considered greater even than the learned. The yogi is greater also than those devoted to ritual action. Therefore, Arjuna, be a yogi. And among all yogis, the one who worships me with faith, his inner self absorbed in me, I consider to be the most disciplined of all.
Chapter 7. The Yoga of Knowledge and Realization.
With mind fixed on me, Partha, practicing yoga and taking refuge in me, hear how you will know me fully, without doubt, in my entirety. I will declare to you completely this knowledge together with realization, knowing which nothing further remains here to be known. Among thousands of people, scarcely one strives for perfection, and among those who strive and attain perfection, scarcely one knows me in truth. Earth, water, fire, air, space, mind, intellect, and ego, this is my nature divided eightfold. This is the lower nature. Know my other nature to be higher than this, O mighty armed one, the living being by which this world is sustained. Understand that all beings have their source in these two natures. I am the origin and also the dissolution of the whole world. There is nothing higher than me, Dhananjaya. All this is strung on me like clusters of jewels on a thread. I am the taste in water, Kaunteya. I am the light in the moon and the sun. I am the sacred syllable Om in all the Vedas, the sound in space, the manhood in men. I am the pure fragrance in the earth and the brilliance in fire. I am the life in all beings and the austerity in those who practice austerity. Know me, Partha, to be the eternal seed of all beings. I am the intellect of the intelligent, the splendor of the splendid. I am the strength of the strong, free from desire and passion. I am desire in beings that is not opposed to Dharma, O bull among the Bharatas.